Poor Joan ain't got nobody. She's nobody's sweetheart now.
Featuring the romantic singing of Andy Russell.
Amor, amor, amor.
With a great comedy cast including Verna Felton, Shirley Mitchell, the music of Paul Weston and his orchestra, and yours sincerely, Harry Bonzell. And here's the star of our show, America's Queen of Comedy, Joan Davis.
Oh, no. Oh, stop it. Joan. Uh-oh.
Joan, listen, stop chasing the band around the studio with that piece of mistletoe. They won't kiss you. They've got a strong union. No, Joan, please. Hey, go away. Joan, come here now, will you? I want to talk to you.
What would you want to know, Harry?
Well, listen, looky here.
Huh?
A Christmas card just came for you.
A Christmas card?
Uh-huh, and it's for you, and it's the funniest looking card I ever saw. Look, it's got a picture of a cow on it.
Well, let me see it. Oh, it's from my milkman.
Oh, what does it say?
Oh, it's very beautiful. Listen.
Yeah.
Oh, pity not the lonely cow who wallows in the gutter, for she has got what you ain't got, a day's supply of butter.
Oh!
Swanville, USA, December 24th. Tonight is Christmas Eve. In Swanville, as throughout the rest of the world, there is a spirit of happiness and expectancy in the air. Stockings are hung from thousands of mantelpieces waiting to be filled. But nowhere in Swanville can you find a pair of stockings that need filling more than in...
Johnny's Tea Room. Joan Davis speaking. Oh, hello, Mrs. Titus. Merry Christmas. Yeah, that's right. We're giving a special Christmas party in my tea room for the kids from the county settlement house. And Mr. Weatherby, the banker, is going to play Santa Claus. Uh-huh. Last year, I was Santa Claus. I took a big feather pillow and stuffed it under my coat. Everything went fine till a little tough kid punched me right in the pillow. What happened? I snowed on him for 10 minutes.
Say, Joni,
yeah?
Shall I call the settlement house and tell them to bring the kids over?
Oh, not yet, Harry. First, we got to wait until Mr. Weatherby gets here in his Santa Claus suit.
Oh, you know, Joni, that was a wonderful idea of yours to give the Christmas party for all those poor kids. You're so thoughtful.
Oh, thanks, Harry, but don't give me all the credit. After all, you helped, too.
Oh, what did I do? All I did was sweep out the place, buy the Christmas tree, set it up, get the ornaments, wrap the gifts, fix the wiring, mix the ice cream, write the names on the packages, and bake a layer cake.
Harry, did you put the cherry on top of the cake?
Oh, gee, I forgot.
How do you like that? Nothing gets done around here unless I do it myself. Did anyone hang up the mistletoe?
I did, Miss Davis.
Oh, fine, Andy. Where'd you put it?
You're standing right under it.
I am?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, what are you waiting for?
Well, gosh,
You know, when you catch a girl standing under the mistletoe, you're supposed to kiss her.
Well, I'd like to, Miss Davis, but I've got a cold.
Oh, don't worry. I got a trunk full of penicillin.
Hey, Joan. Hmm? Joan, look, I haven't got a cold, and I know what to do when a girl is standing under the mistletoe. Oh, boy, I kissed her once. I kissed her twice.
It took a short, short time.
Oh, listen, don't kid, Joan. Gee, after all, you know how I feel about you.
How?
Well, I'm a man and you're a woman.
Oh, Harry, stop exaggerating.
No, listen, Joan. When my lips touched yours, I realized something that even you can't deny. It's true, I tell you, it's true.
What's true?
You use Swan soap.
Somebody told you.
No, nobody had to tell me. Such a lovely complexion must be cared for by a lovely soap. And Swan is a lovely soap that's pure as fine castiles and mild enough even for a baby's tender skin. And those Swan suds are not only mild, but they're so long-lasting, too.
Well, that's fine, Harry. Now, I got to finish decorating the tree. Say, maybe that's Mr. Weatherby. Let him in, Andy.
Okay.
Hello, Andy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Barbara. It's Barbara Weatherby, Miss Davis.
Oh, hiya, Babs. You like the way I'm decorating the Christmas tree?
Like it? Why, it's pitiful.
Pitiful? Now, look here, Babs.
Joan, Joan, Barbara, you two shouldn't quarrel. Tonight of all nights, this is Christmas Eve.
Yes, I know, Mr. Von Zell, but I just can't stand Miss Davis' utter lack of good taste. Step aside, Miss Davis, and I'll show you how it should be done. Does anyone have a candy cane?
What do you want a candy cane for, Babs?
Well, when I decorate a tree, I always hang one on.
You always hang one on? Doesn't your father say anything?
Say anything? Why, every Christmas Eve, he hangs one on, too. It's a family tradition.
That's no tradition. That's a condition.
Oh, Miss Davis.
Have you seen The Lost Weekend? Say, by the way, Babs, where is your father?
Oh, well, some important business came up, and Peter had to go to the bank.
What? Why, nothing is more important than him playing Santa Claus at this party. I can't invite those kids over until he gets here. What'll we do?
Well, now, look, don't worry, Joan. I'll go over to the bank and get Mr. Weatherby right away.
Say, Miss Davis, while we're waiting for Harry to come back, I'd like to run over a little song I arranged for the kids. I think they're going to like it.
Let's hear it, Andy.
Oh, I can't do it alone. It's a duet. I have to sing it with a girl.
Well, how about me, Andy?
Oh, do you sing, Barbara?
Do I sing? Does a fish swim?
There's your answer. She sings like a fish.
Miss Davis, I think...
She probably has the range of two octopuses.
Oh, well,
say, what is the plural of octopus? Octopuses?
Of course not.
Octokittens?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It does to the octopus.
Well, as a matter of fact, Barbara, I hoped that you would play the piano when I sang this with Miss Davis.
Oh, very well.
Andy, you mean you want me to sing with you?
That's right, Miss Davis.
You really mean me? Me? Am I me?
Yes, here's the music, Miss Davis, and wherever it says girl's part, you sing. Oh, it's really a great part. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you the best part here.
Oh, Andy, you're giving me the best part. Oh, you're so unselfish.
Well, are you ready?
Ready?
What key do you want this in, Miss Davis? A flat?
No, just give it to me in A. I'll flat it myself.
When the porter yells,
a Massachusetts,
I'll be there with bells,
a Massachusetts,
homesick as can be,
a Massachusetts,
only place for me,
Massachusetts,
got a special date for that New England state. How my heart will not,
Massachusetts,
to see Plymouth Rock,
Massachusetts,
wander, roam around,
Massachusetts,
in Nantucket town,
Massachusetts.
I can hardly wait to hurry through that gate. You can't guess how much it means for me to be there.
Mass up!
Childhood friends and childhood scenes for me to see there.
Massachusetts!
Neath blue skies above,
Massachusetts,
with the one I love,
Massachusetts,
just like Jack and Jill,
Massachusetts,
we'll climb Bunker Hill,
Massachusetts, Massachusetts,
spread the news around, I'm Massachusetts bound.
Woo, woo, woo! Roman salsa, Roman salsa, Roman salsa, Roman salsa, Roman salsa. Fight headache three ways.
I'm Massachusetts bound.
That. You sing so beautifully, Andy.
Well, what about my singing, Babs?
Oh, I thought it was simply divine.
Ask a silly question and you get a silly answer. Oh, hey, that must be Harry and Mr. Weatherby. Let him in, Andy.
Okay. Miss Davis, it's your brother-in-law, Serenus.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Serenus.
Merry Christmas, Joni. Glad to see me.
Yep, I'm overjoyed. Where have you been, sleeping?
No, shopping. I bought a present for the kids' Christmas party.
Oh, that's nice.
You want to know what I got?
Certainly.
Well, ask me. Go ahead and ask me.
Well, I'm asking you. What did you get?
I got a pair of skates with no wheels on them.
No wheels? What kind of skates are they?
Ice skates.
Oh, never mind. Go on in the kitchen, Serenus, and help Andy with the ice cream.
Oh, you got ice cream? What flavor?
Well, we've got chocolate.
I don't like chocolate.
Well, how about vanilla?
I don't like vanilla.
How about strawberry?
I don't like strawberry.
Well, what do you like?
Chopped liver.
With schmaltz? Oh. Oh, forget about it, Serena. Get busy helping Andy.
Hey, Joni.
Oh, it's you, Harry. Did you get Mr. Weatherby?
No. The watchman at the bank wouldn't even let me in to see him.
Oh, gee, if he doesn't get here soon to play Santa Claus, he's going to ruin the whole party for those poor kids.
Say, maybe that's Mr. Weatherby now. I'll get it, Miss Davis.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Russell.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Hipperton.
Oh, it's Rosella Hipperton, Joan.
Hello, Miss Davis and Miss Weatherby. And Mr. Von Zell. Hello. Haven't the kids arrived yet?
No, we're not supposed to call them until Santa Claus Weatherby gets here, which we hope will be soon.
Well, then, help me distribute these presents under the tree. Oh, good gracious, who decorated that tree?
Well, here we go again. You want to hang one on too, hippie?
I might have known that you did it, Miss Davis. You have two little on the top and your lower limbs are twisted completely out of shape.
Now, let's not get personal here.
Oh, Miss Davis. Besides, the tree doesn't look quite enough. I think it could stand some more of that silver snow on it.
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Hipperton. We've run all out of that snow stuff. Oh. Hey, I know what we can hang on it, though, to make it look whiter.
What?
A few cakes of swan soap.
Oh, no!
Oh, I'm glad I thought of that. Swan makes everything look whiter. Because it's the new white floating soap that's four swell soaps in one. Swan's pure as fine castiles and so mild and gentle it's perfect for bathing the baby, for your hands and face. And those swan suds are so hard-working, they're wonderful for your dishes and light laundry.
I admire your enthusiasm, Mr. Von Zell, but really, swan for decorating a tree.
Well, why not? Why not? In my house, we couldn't get any mistletoe, so I hung up a cake of swan. Yeah, yes, sir. Broke it in two, hung half in the kitchen and half in the bathroom.
Oh, Mr. Von Zell, who would kiss you under a cake of swan?
The Lever brothers, they make swan, you know. Oh, of course, that was strictly my own idea. When it comes to the Lever brothers, I know that their idea is that everyone everywhere, short and tall, large and small, have the happiest, merriest Christmas of all.
Well, it's not going to be a very merry Christmas for those settlement kids if Mr. Weatherby doesn't show up to play Santa Claus.
Oh, don't worry, Miss Davis. If Mr. Weatherby doesn't show up, I'll be Santa Claus.
You, hippie?
Why not? She's big enough to be Santa Claus.
She's big enough to be Santa Anita.
Joe!
They're off and running. Oh, there they go around the far turn.
Say, this time it is Mr. Weatherby. I can see him through the window.
Oh, great. Harry, call up the county settlement house and tell him to bring the kids right over.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Peter.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Mr. Weatherby. Say, how come you haven't got your Santa Claus suit on?
That's what I came over to tell you, Miss Davis. I won't be able to play Santa Claus for you tonight.
What?
That's right. Some last-minute business came up concerning the bank, which needs my immediate attention.
Well, Mr. Weatherby, we were counting on you.
That's right. After all, what's Christmas without Santa Claus?
You can't let those children down.
Yeah, this is Christmas Eve. Haven't you got any Christmas spirit?
I certainly have. I sent out cards to all my employees. I even gave the mailman a dollar. And I've taken care of Christmas.
Taken care of Christmas? Well, you haven't even come close. Do you realize how those kids at the settlement house are looking forward to tonight's party?
Well, I can't help that. Here's $10. Buy them something. Make them happy.
Buy them something? Why, you couldn't buy a smile from one of those kids for all the money in your bank. But if you played Santa Claus for them, they
would... Miss Davis, please stop this sentimental rubbish. I have business to attend to. Here's your costume. Get somebody else to play Santa Claus. Good night.
Gee, what are we going to do now?
Oh, well, don't feel badly about it, Joni. I'll play Santa Claus and love it, too. Andy, listen, you call up the settlement house and tell them we're ready.
Come on, Miss Davis. I'll help you finish decorating the tree. It really looks lovely.
Thanks, hippie. The icicles are over in the corner.
May I get them, Miss Davis?
Oh, sure, Babs. Do you want to help, too?
I certainly do.
Well, great. And while you're getting the trimmings, I'll put the star on top of the tree.
Well, be careful of that ladder, Miss Davis. It looks very shaky.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'm all right. How do you like that, Mr. Weatherby? Welching on those kids. Boy, if I were one of those kids, I'd really hate him.
Why, I'd get him by the collar and I'd shake him and shake him until...
Miss Davis, you're shaking the ladder. Look out!
Oh, Miss Davis fell off the ladder.
She's unconscious.
Oh, that Mr. Weatherby. If I was a kid, if I was a kid...
Gee,
if
what's
I was
the matter?
A kid...
She's delirious.
If I was a kid...
Toyland, little girl and boyland.
Hello, Joni.
Hello, Harry. Gee, ain't it fun to be kids at Christmas time?
Yeah. Hey, where are you going, Joni, huh? Where, huh? Where are you going, huh? Where, huh?
Well, I'm going down to the tea room on the corner. They're giving a Christmas party for all us kids. You want to come?
A Christmas party? Mm-hmm. Gee, Willikins, rinky-dink. I bet it'll be fun.
Yeah, except they ain't got nobody to play Santa Claus yet.
Well, how about Mr. Weatherby, the banker? He'd make a peachy Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's go and ask him.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Joni, watch me leapfrog over that fire plug.
Oh, you're always showing off.
Well, you watch me make it.
Well, part of you made it.
Yoo-hoo, Joni! Yoo-hoo!
Oh, it's little Fatso Rochelle Hipperton.
Hi, you Fatso. Hello, Joni. And Harold Von Zell. Hello! Where are you going?
We was just going to Mr. Weatherby's house to ask him to play Santa Claus at the Christmas party. You want to come?
Sure. Oh, Harold, I got your Christmas present.
Oh, what is that?
It's a little locket with my picture in it.
A little locket with your picture in it?
Yeah, a little locket.
Papers! Evening papers!
Hey, kids, look, there's a new newsboy on the corner. Hey, kid, what's your name?
My name, she is Antonio Russell.
Oh, that's a Spanish name, ain't it?
Si.
Where you live?
I live on the first floor at 213 and a half East Maple Street.
Gee, I live right across the street from you.
Si.
On the same floor you do.
Si.
I'll bet you can look right into my window.
Si.
This kid is older than he looks. Any questions?
Hey, kid, how's the paper business today?
She is pretty good. So far, I take in 85 cents.
Say, that's not bad.
Oh, I would have done much better if I had today's papers.
Gee, can I stand here and watch you sell them?
See, papers, evening papers.
Say, you got a nice, soft voice.
Gracias. Every Sunday, I sing in the choir.
I'll bet you're the best one in the choir.
Oh, no, there's one other boy there. He sings pretty good, too.
Who's that?
I don't know his name, but he's a skinny little fellow with a bow tie.
Hey, kid, you want to come with us to a swell Christmas party? We're going to ask Banker Weatherby to be Santa Claus.
Banker Weatherby? He is a bad man. He owns the house where my mother and I live, and he's putting us out tonight.
Tonight? Oh, he can't do that. It's Christmas Eve.
See, he knows that. The dispossessor's notice came with a Christmas card.
Creepers, that's awful.
See, my mother, he is very unhappy.
And your father, how does she feel?
Oh, listen. Gee, Willikers. Come on, Joni. Mr. Weatherby can't foreclose that mortgage. He's got to be Santa Claus.
Well, how much is the mortgage, Antonio?
$1.
$1? That's a lot of money.
Yes, and all I have is 85 cents. I got to sell 3 more papers or we lose our beautiful home. Papers! Evening papers!
Hey, here comes little Barbara Weatherby. She's rich. Maybe she'll buy the papers.
Yeah. Hiya, Babs. You want to buy 3 papers from this nice little boy?
Oh, my. He is a nice little boy, but I've already read the papers.
Yeah, but if you do buy the papers from him, he'll have a very Merry Christmas. And if you don't, he'll be put out of his house and he'll have to live in the street, too.
I can't help that. My Peter has already celebrated Christmas. He gave the mailman $1 million.
A million dollars?
What's all that noise going on down there?
Oh, it's Mr. Weatherby. Hey, Mr. Weatherby, you want to play Santa Claus at our Christmas party?
I should say not. I haven't time for that nonsense. I'm too busy counting my money.
Oh, please play Santa Claus, Mr. Weatherby.
Oh, don't bother me. Barbara, get that riffraff away from here.
Riffraff?
Yes. And if you kids don't get away from here before I count 3 million, I'll pour water on you. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million.
Help! Help! I'm bouncing! Mr. Weatherby, please play Santa Claus. I'm drowning! Drowning!
Oh, Mr. Von Zell, she seems to be coming out of it. You'd better not pour any more water on her.
Where am I? What happened?
Well, Johnny, you fell off the ladder and were delirious for a little while, but you're all right now.
Harry, did I miss the party?
No, Miss Davis. The children are on their way over now, and I am going to play Santa Claus for them.
Mr. Weatherby, you? Am I still dreaming? Am I out of my mind?
No, Miss Davis, you're all right. But I must have been out of my mind when I refused to play Santa Claus for those children. I thought over what you said to me, and you were right, absolutely right.
Oh, Pate, I'm so proud of you. We're all proud of you, Mr. Weatherby. It takes a good man to admit he's wrong.
It takes a better girl to convince him, eh, Miss Davis?
Oh, Mr. Weatherby, you're just saying that.
No, I'm not.
Well, somebody just said it.
Say, get ready, everybody. Here comes the bus from the county settlement house.
Oh, Harry, turn on the Christmas tree lights.
Right, Joni.
Yippee, get the ice cream.
Right, Joni.
Barbara, light the Christmas candles.
Right, Joni.
Mr. Weatherby, you know what you have to do.
Right, Joni.
Serenus, get away from that chop liver.
Right, Joni.
And Andy, start singing.
Right, Joni.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
And all I can say now to all our listeners from myself, my cast, and my sponsor, the Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, is good night and Merry Christmas.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.